Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, it's Mark from Guitar Nerds here. It's late on Tuesday night. We record on Tuesdays, and this is something we're just doing on the fly because we recorded a podcast episode tonight, and we also have recorded or live streamed to Amplify, which is ampli.fi, ampli.fi. We're going to be doing... I think the plan is to record all our podcasts as part of a live stream now. We tested it this evening and it was pretty cool. There was loads of people in the chat asking us questions live, and I think it's going to be a cool way to kind of like liven up the podcast. We'll do all the things that we usually do, our news and what we've been playing and our kind of weekly catch up, but we'll take questions live as well as taking them from the Facebook group. So yeah, as well as live streaming, we captured all the audio tonight, and like I said, it was a test, so there's some weird stuff. Skype didn't quite work correctly, and there may have been, you know, a bit of lag in the picture and stuff, but the audio I think sounds okay. So I thought we'd put it out as an extra little podcast bonus this week to give you a bit more to listen to. So yeah, this is us working out how to use the live stream. Head over to ampli.fi /guitar nerds, and you can join us every Tuesday night where we're going to be doing the podcast live. Should be quite good fun. So yeah, here's the audio from tonight's test stream. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Hopefully we're streaming. Hello, everyone. This is Guitar Nerds. How you doing? This is our first ever stream on Amplify. For those of you who don't know us, we do a regular podcast and a YouTube channel. Loads of stuff over on guitarnerds.net. We talk about all things guitars and all things nerdy about guitars. I host this. My name's Mark, joined by Jay Cross.
Hello.
And Joe Branton.
Hello.
Hopefully, there's a few people from the Facebook group this evening watching us. facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. If you have come over, that's amazing. We have a live chat running, which Jay is going to be monitoring. Jay, this is a test of the stream, primarily.
It is.
We're going to be doing this probably every Tuesday night. We're just testing the stream out for now. So
8 o'clock every Tuesday.
8:30 seems to be fair.
It's the place to be on a Tuesday.
Maybe 8 o'clock, but let's say 8:30 to be safe for now. So Jay, feedback from the group is what we need. Basically, can people see us? Can they hear us? Is it a bit too dark?
I just asked about the lighting, and Flo saying that everything's fine, but that Joe could do with being a little bit lighter. I'm not sure I agree. We actually did try and find a way to, well, not invite Joe, but he came around anyway.
Yeah, so,
I did. I was just waiting outside.
Yeah, leaving him in the dark was the best we could do, I'm afraid, guys. So
if I'm going to turn up the...
You don't control the lights in the room.
I was
going to
say, if I turn
the light function,
what I'm going to do is turn the brightness up on the map.
I mean, I could just
towards
open
you
the
slightly.
Blinder here.
So, yeah, constant feedback from the group, really.
Audio is crystal. Thanks, Vincent.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. That's what we like.
I was in charge of the audio.
So there's a few things that we need to test, basically, that we can get feedback from you guys, which looks like it's all happening. Is the lighting better now? We've just opened a window. So any feedback on that is good.
I've only just stood up in the stream that I'm watching.
Okay.
So, like, I need a...
You guys are a little bit behind what we're actually recording. So this is all good, basically. You can see us. Firstly, a little bit about Amplify. Amplify is a new streaming platform for musicians. So, yeah, encourage you guys to subscribe to... Sign up and subscribe to this channel, but also check out the other channels that are on there and other people that are streaming, so there's going to be loads of live music stuff. And just, yeah, join us every week. I think what we're going to do is we need to test a couple things, But if you send in some questions to the chat, if you've got any guitar-related topics that you want us to talk about, we're going to be here for the next, what, 20 minutes or something?
Yeah.
Just testing stuff out. We also, we would usually have another contributor, who is Matt.
He's going to appear on here digitally.
Indeed. So he actually, we live in Brighton, in the southeast of England.
And Matt's in all the way over in Zimbabwe. So
He is from London. And what he would usually do is Skype in. So we're going to need to test that in a minute. He's not around this week, so I think the plan is, Joe, you're going to go into another room.
That's right, to test the Skype.
To test the Skype.
It's going to be awesome. When I was thinking about this, when Matt is on here in Skype form, can we pick like where on the screen his image is?
We can,
because what we could do is get some sort of extra like mannequin.
Yes,
on the
and
end
then just put Matt's head
right where it is,
firmly there. We could do that. Definitely, that would be that'd be fun. But let's start by doing some stuff that we would usually do.
Yeah.
In that is answering questions. Jay, have you got some from the group?
The group is currently just talking about the fact that Joe is drinking Iron Brew.
Okay, cool.
I've actually finished that. We've just finished recording this week's Guitarnos podcast and the Patreon episode of this week.
Yeah.
So we've spoken for nearly 2 hours about guitars, which is about as long as I want to be in these guys' company for.
Yeah.
But we will continue. I drank this during the first podcast very noisily. I had a glass with ice. It all went off. It was great.
So the plan for future episodes, when we're not doing a test, is to actually record the weekly podcast that we always do. That's Jay's cat, by the way, who looks like we'll make a regular appearances on this. Yeah, we'll record the normal weekly podcast, but we'll do it live streamed to Amplify first. So you'll be able to join us, sending questions every week. And that should be a load of fun. We'll also take questions from the Facebook group as well, but primarily, first and foremost, we will be taking questions from the live chat.
Speaking of, I've actually got a question for you, Joe. Vincent wants to know, Vincent says, I want to know if the tracking on the Mel 9 is any good, because I have read mixed reviews.
For bass or guitar? Because for bass, absolutely not. But I don't think it was ever designed for that, because it's kind of trying to simulate a Mellotron.
So we should say that the Mel 9 is a Electro-Harmonix pedal.
Oh yeah, sorry.
There may be some new people joining us.
Yeah,
this evening,
the Electro-Harmonix Mel 9 is the fourth in Electro-Harmonix's new series of organ and keyboard simulators. So they started with the B9, which did a load of like classic organs. The C9, which was kind of a continuation of that, which was moving more into like prog style organs, and then they had the Key 9, which I didn't really check out. Did either of you check out? I assume it was a bit more conventional.
It was
a bit more 80s.
It was the one that was based on like electric pianos. So right. If you like like Rhodes pianos and stuff like that. So if you want to create those types of sounds with your guitar, then the Key 9 is the one. But the Mel 9, I think, is the most interesting.
Yeah, exactly. So the Mel 9 is just trying to emulate all the variety of sounds that you get on an ordinary Mellotron. So it consists of things like the cello, flutes, and then it's got sort of its orchestral areas. The best things it has on there are it has a high and a low orchestra. Which is just really interesting, and you can get some really interesting stuff out of it, especially if you're, because you've got a mix control on the Mel 9. It's fun to sort of turn that off so you can just hear the sound of the Mellotron, but actually the choirs make for a really good accompaniment for like slow lead parts and things, just sort of swelling in the background, which is really interesting. But tracking on bass is non-existent, but of course a Mellotron wasn't really ever going to go down that low, so it's not really what it's for. Still, nonetheless, I feel like I've spent £169 on something that I'm not going to use. But nonetheless, if I had a guitar at my house, then I'm sure it would track lovelily through that. I'm going to give my Mel 9 to my guitarist, so I will get back to you.
Vincent did clarify, it was for a guitar, not for bass.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah. Right, well, yeah, I think it would be great. If you look at the Electro-Harmonix videos that they've done like loads of demos where there's no clean signal coming through and they're just showing off sort of how the pedal actually just emulates the sound. It sounds like tracking's amazing. I mean, there's some really choice guitar playing on all of those demos, but you have to watch this space, because unfortunately I've only used it on bass, but I have extremely high hopes for it being excellent.
As you've mentioned previously as well, really good if you've got a very basic keyboard. So
yes,
buying
this
like
is a great idea.
Buying like a very cheap Casio keyboard or something, you can plug that in and it will track almost perfectly with the Mel 9. So you've bought a pedal at £169 that gives you basically the same
sounds
effect.
Of a £3,000 instrument.
Exactly, exactly.
And very, very convincingly as well. I really think the Mel 9's a lot better than a lot of the sounds that you can just download to play on a controller or something. It's really good.
Jay, any more from the chat?
Nothing yet. Okay. Someone on here is saying, someone's saying, are we getting something new every week? Yes, we're going to try and do something new every week.
So exactly.
something that I'd like to raise actually is I don't know if you've seen on here one of the there's a little thing down here that says total tips.
Yeah,
and it does say $0. There's been $0 tipped. It'd be good to know. I think we just need to test it. So if everyone someone just says, wants to,
at
just
what
wants
point
to, oh,
does
no,
one of us get on the table?
We've just lost all the viewers now.
Oh, shame.
No, I'm kidding.
Shame.
I'm kidding.
Shame. It is worth mentioning through Amplify you will be able to contribute to the show. Obviously this is a test stream, so don't worry too much for the moment, but yeah, you will be able to help us out help us buy more Iron Brew and pictures of Simpsons Woodrow
Wilson.
Honestly,
don't contribute. Mark will spend it on crack.
Oh, someone did just donate $1. Thanks very much.
There we go.
Wait, so
I haven't given them any bank details yet. So that's
brilliant. Yeah, no wonder there's a bunch of people from Amplify watching this. They're like desperate to see the that bandwidth money rack up really quickly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the cool thing about us doing this is obviously an awful lot of our podcast to the annoyance of some of our listeners and people on the Facebook group is about effect pedals. Because we're going to be sort of round a table doing this, we're going to have a chance to actually show you a lot of the pedals that we talk about.
Indeed.
Which is going to be great, especially because of course the Guitar Nerds YouTube channel, we also do video reviews. Matt Knight does our video reviews for all our effects. So we have stacks and stacks of those effects that sit at Mark's house.
We can bring them here. For the moment, we won't be playing any guitar.
We can still show them off. And a lot of the stuff is like cool boutique stuff.
Unfortunately, we've just had another question come through here, which was, has Mark received Discount to 5 yet?
Yes, I've
received mine. And, he says, how are you finding it? Mine came last week, and that's unfortunately we just spoke about it on the last podcast. That would have been a perfect little back and forth.
Yes, if we were filming the podcast right now, you would hear me talk extensively about how I have absolutely no idea how the Count to 5 works. Check out this week's podcast. We can talk about it some more next week when we'll do the podcast live on here, and we can get into a bit more. Basically, it's got a load of controls on it that I have absolutely no idea what they do. We'll see. I'm going to give it another go. And if not, I might be moving it on to somewhere else. Might be going to a new home. Maybe Joe Branton's home.
I'm going to buy it, yeah. The other cool thing we can do on this, which we haven't set up, actually show them as an example. Show them now. Get ready to see me holding a Mel 9.
They did probably see this at the beginning.
There you go. There I am holding a Mel 9. And we're back. And we're not back. Come on,
we're not back. Okay, there we go. We're back.
So we can do that with loads of different things. So when we plan this, we have intricate sort of meetings to plan each podcast.
That is not true.
we're actually going to be able to kind of set up cards for the things that we're talking about if it's stuff that we don't have to hand. For example, we were talking about that new Polish effect pedal company.
We were.
What are they called again?
Visor. Let's go Visor.
V-I-S-O-R or is it Z-O-R?
S-A-R.
S-A-R. Visor. You should definitely check them out. But of course, we'll be able to show you sort of some cuts from their like website and things when it's like cool, weird, interesting brands that maybe we don't have the stuff here yet.
Indeed. We can also, obviously, in the Facebook group as well, we get a lot of people submit pictures of their rigs or pictures of their guitars and say things like, why is my action so high? Or why is this happening? And we can bring that up in the show now, something that we've not been able to do before. We'll have to work out how that translates to the audio podcast, but It'd be fine. We'll work something out. So one thing that we do need to test, unless you've got more questions.
We've had another question come through that said, have you tried the new Montreal censored Embley pedal? So it has censored the word, the part of assembly that is perhaps a profanity.
The software's censored it.
It censored it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Wow, in fact, okay, there's been a couple of censors there. Someone cussed me at the start, I think, and
good.
And it was censored there. Someone else has said that Bootman has said that the music and the image is slightly out of sync, so it's a bit disturbing watching Joe's moustache moving independently. Someone else has said, where are we? I think what would be cool is if we could get, oh, there's a cat again, if we could get people to sign up rather than log in as guests.
Okay.
Just because I've got sort of half email addresses on here. So, you know, I think what would be really cool, mainly for
half,
us, because
half usernames, you mean?
Yes, yeah, half usernames, half email addresses and stuff. So, she's got away. But yeah, someone else has said that this is kind of like Twitch for musicians, which is cool. Yep. That's Sean Lynch, who's joined us in there today. So yes, and actually we've had confirmation now from Amplify that there is going to be an iPhone app, because currently it...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
If you're just watching it on your phone rather than I've got it on an iPad here, and I've actually got not a huge amount of trouble, but I've not got a huge amount of trouble, but if you do type if you do try and type a comment, part of the screen does disappear.
But that
appears to be all being sorted. I'm really into this. This is very, very cool.
This is good fun. This is very cool. It's a good way for us to kind of interact with you guys a bit more. And, you know, we've been doing podcasts for, what, 3 years, something like that in total? Yeah. Nearly 4 years. And what it means is that, you know, there's a lot of stuff to say about guitars, but there's probably not that much stuff that we say to each other, you know. So it's good to get your... There we go. There's a harmonic percolator.
Oh, I was going to get people to guess the pedal.
Oh, well, there we go. So we can do stuff like that, bring in pedals. So it's going to get more interactive. It's going to be more fun. Joe, one thing that we need to try...
Yes, yes.
We've had a comment from Matt_Nightsy.
Oh, nice.
Anyone know who that is? Is there a block function? If anyone can let us know if there's a block function, that'd
so
be good.
That is a good point, because we would normally have Matt, who is our kind of London correspondent, would normally be on the stream
Zimbabwe.
With us. Zimbabwe. He said that he's far too busy to join us, yet he's commenting on the stream.
Unbelievable.
Which is a bit weird. So what we should do is, Joe, if you can go into the other room and call me on Skype.
All right.
We can check how this is going to work.
Yeah. Should I turn on the light? It's getting darker.
Yeah, I was just going to do that. We've just had a comment from Paul just saying you need to have a look at some better lighting as it's a little dark. Unfortunately, we're recording this at like dusk.
There we go. That looks way better.
Is that better?
That looks way better.
Cool. We're recording this just as the sun is starting to set over what is a beautiful view of Brighton Beach.
What are you talking about? Your flat overlooks the dump.
Yes, it, well, Brighton, you know, is a bit of a dump.
Oh, well, yeah, that's much better. We should just turn the light on.
Yeah,
oh,
this looks, sorry, this looks, sorry, great, gang. So, because Matt would normally call in from London, one thing we need to do, as this is the test screen, test stream, is to take a call from Joe Branton,
there he is,
which we will now do, and he should, if I bring this up, appear somewhere down here.
Can you close that door?
There he is, sorry, in the bottom right-hand corner. So, Joe, do you want to try and talk? Why do we not have you? Because we've got no desktop.
Yeah, I can see him on there.
Yeah, Joe's, we there? Haven't got any audio, so let's add this. 1 second.
Thanks for bearing with us, gang. We've just to say hello to a few. I've seen a few regular names pop up here. Moog is he's jumped in whilst making dinner. Hi, Moog. How you doing, mate? And so. Embalmer STL here has said, I see myself accomplishing a lot less on Tuesdays now. I wish I wasn't 6 hours behind. So yeah, apologies for making, where are you, where's that, Central Time, is that Central Time? Yeah, so hello from Minnesota or wherever it is you are. So,
Joe Branton, do you want to try talking right now? No. Okay, so we've got some work to do here.
Yeah, okay, it's saying here that this is starting to lag a little bit now. Skype is hindering the stream. We've got from Mike there, Dave and Micah. Yeah, cutting it back.
Okay, so that, let's just try and just see whether if we can do this. 1 second. Okay. Thanks for bearing with us, guys. This is a test, so...
Yes. Someone, where is it? I saw there was another question in here. Where did it go?
Let's try...
Oh, Flo wanted to know if this was our regular setup for podcasting. This isn't actually. This isn't our regular setup. We've tried something different a little bit here. We're actually in normally we podcast at Mark's house, but we're podcasting at mine, just to sort of try something, see if it
just
works.
Just trying something new.
Just trying a little bit different, and yeah. So we're actually a little bit more civilized, sitting around a nice table as opposed to just sort of sitting on the couch. Okay, it's come up saying that it's extremely laggy now.
Okay, fine. Well, let's cancel Joe off and we can work on that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we can finally get rid of Joe. Let's take him off here. So, there we go. So, stream... No, that one. There we go. Stream should have returned to normal now. How are we finding that?
Okay.
Stream, let's have a look. Let's test this.
This is a work in progress indeed. Where are we? Yep, everybody's blaming Branton. Yep. I mean, fair enough.
It was not my fault.
That's good. We should have returned to normal, although...
I mean, it might... I can still see his horrible little face in the corner of my screen.
We're a little way behind.
That's okay, we'll catch up. We've got a bass doubler here saying 8 hours behind for the win.
Hey, bass doubler, that's JD Short, one of our Patreon members.
Oh, is it now? Okay, yeah, right. Yeah. Hi, JD, how you doing?
Hi.
Volume's increased just now and dropped a bit to get to. Audio's not going great. Yeah, okay, cool. I think we've got a little bit of work to do, but
Skype is not our friend, I think, on this one. Can people hear us now? Because that should have returned to normal.
Hopefully we've rolled back. Kill Joe and it should fix everything. I mean, yeah, okay, back to normal. There we go. We appear to be...
Good. Okay, so getting Matt on board might be an issue, but... That's not a problem. We can work on that. We'll work on that in the week. And
we're back.
We'll do a bit of troubleshooting with the team at Amplify to work on how we can make this work.
Cool.
Do we need to... Should we do one more question?
Let's do one more question.
Let's see if we can get... There's a few more viewers in here now. Let's see if there's anyone who's got... anybody who's got anything they want to... I don't know. Anything? Anybody got any questions? I'm looking down and looking up. I can probably just look up for a sec.
So send your questions into the chat now. We're going to stick around for maybe 5 more minutes and just give this just a bit of a test.
I'll tell you what, Joe, do you want to get my... Whilst we're waiting for people to put some questions, do you want to bring my copycat down? Because that's just in front of you.
I think that's probably going to be too much work.
What a great idea. No, it's not going to be too much work. It's the best idea ever. What a wonderful thing to be able to show people.
Yeah.
There can't be too many of these working.
Jay from Boss is watching us now. Cool. Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Jay. Where's my...
Hope you're feeling better, mate.
Where's my bass compressor?
So, yes, again, just to reiterate, this is a test stream, so some of this is a little bit chaotic, and we're just pulling it together. But it will be, like, podcast as normal, basically, next week, but you'll be able to have this video component. So, Joe, you're showing us a Watkins tape delay, something that we've talked about on the podcast a lot that is worth looking at.
Yeah, so this is a Watkins copycat. I don't know the exact year. I think it's 61... or 62.
60, awesome.
Yeah.
There we go. It looks like that. That's an actual bit of tape running around the centre there. And that's recording on one head, and then it goes back.
You've got three playback heads.
And plays back on three different heads, and then gets erased if you want it to, or it can keep going in the loop. So a cool bit of kit. And a nice thing that's going to form. Hopefully, we're going to have a little. Whether it's we do it here or whether we do it somewhere else, we're going to have a little set in the background, and just have a load of nice guitar gear kicking around. So
the questions are flying in now. We've got a question here from Sean Lynch saying, "Another one, amazing. Any opinions on the Vox Night Train? I've got one and I love it.
That's amazing.
We just spent a little bit of time talking about that on the podcast. So, this is good. This is the stuff. Was there something on the news this week about Vox Night Train or something? Has it like?
Well, we'll give you
Darren Brown stuff.
We speak about it on the podcast, which you'll be able to listen to from tomorrow morning. But but we were talking about how you guys felt that it was a bit of a non-starter for Vox, whereas I thought it was great. I think it's a real like diamond in the rough for Vox, and one of those things that I think it was. I described it as being that the problem the Night Train has is that it looks very metal, and metal players don't want to play Vox, and
it's
Vox players don't want to play
loads of metal.
Yes, exactly. So it does look very Engel.
Yes,
but actually. And incredibly affordable now, because they go for nothing secondhand.
Yeah.
Incredibly affordable Mesa Boogie alternative, and I think a great head, and was used on my band's last record when we had access to sort of high watt, high gain 50s, Orange Rocker 30s, Hovercraft, Dwarvenaut 20s, Cornford Roadhouse 30s, like loads of great amps, and it ended up being all over the record, so... Night Train for the win.
Cool amp, definitely. Jay, let's do maybe one more question, then we'll call it a night, and we can go. We'll chat to the team at Amplify about like getting Skype working, so we can make sure we've definitely got Matt on here next week. Let's take a question from the chat.
Let's go with we're going to go with Rob5150. Rob wants to know. Rob says, I've put away the pedal board and I'm playing direct into my amp. Do I have to give up my nerd card?
Yes, is the answer.
Yeah,
100% yes.
I actually disagree, and I think there's another question that sort of crept down here as well is from Moog Gravit saying, I haven't heard you chaps talk much about the Helix. Some see it as evil blasphemy. What do you think?
So this is the Line 6 Helix, which is a modelling kind of workstation, really. Amp modelling and pedals and cab simulation, and a load of other stuff as well. There's like MIDI integration and looping and things
so
like
that. So it's an Axe FX competitor and everything more.
Yes. So, trying to take on the kind of leader of amp modelling at the moment, Axe FX. We think it's pretty good, I think, is the feedback in general. Line 6... Amplify, Jay, you spent a bit of time with it?
Not Amplify, Helix.
Helix, sorry.
Helix, yes.
We're on Amplify now. Line 6 also have a product called the Amplify, which is going to get confusing.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. No, so, where are we? I have spent a little bit of time with the Helix. It came out just before I left the guitar shop that I was working in. And I thought it was very, very good, very intuitive, a lot more intuitive than I was expecting it to be, considering the size of it and how much is going on there. I think it sort of plays into what Rob is saying here with regards to, you know, I don't think you have to give up your nerd card because you're just doing something different. And actually, again,
we talked about on the podcast about
Macca playing, like plugging right into the desk. This happened before and all this happened again. And so Mike Rigby here has said, guitar body materials, how much do they actually affect the tone? Again, this is all stuff
so
that
we were having
about
an argument
today.
About on the podcast about this, because Jay thinks that the woods have far more of a difference than the neck construction than between like a bolt on through neck or a glued neck, whereas me and Mark were arguing the reverse of that.
Yeah, I think very much the construction, but Yeah, there's, I mean, we should do a whole episode really on like tone words and how much they matter, how much they don't matter.
Would they absolutely matter? 100%. Completely. It's one of the most important things, but as is a neck joint, as is pickups, they're all equal parts and they're all worth different attributes that add up to whatever your guitar sounds like. We've like a guy that I work with who, if any of you have used Warmoth, it's like an American custom build site, so you can build and design your own guitar. They're all bolt on and loads of like their own designs and loads of like Fender style stuff, and you can make some really interesting guitars. And what's really nice is you can choose body woods and tops, and you can even, if you go onto their highest grade, you can choose like where the grain is cut in the tree. You can choose your individual piece of wood that gets used as the top of your guitar, which is great. But we have a fella who made himself a double humbucker Telecaster using Koa and then a variety of other woods for the top, the neck. Everything was a ridiculous choice, like something you can't get on the high street. And it's ended up just being something that sits under his bed because it sounds like mush. Because yeah. He's chosen woods without really knowing anything other than that they look nice. And you think the choice of a maple neck, a rosewood board with an alder body, those aren't accidents. Those are, you know, very much designed to give you the ultimate in that sort of sound. And
definitely, definitely. So I think we should wrap this up. I think we've tested everything that we need to. We know where we need to improve for next week. I think the plan is to try and record a full podcast episode and stream next week from about the same time, about 8:30. We should be good to go. So make sure you subscribe to Amplify, because I imagine you get some sort of notification when we're live.
You can. Yes, you can. Okay. Notify your followers. Currently, there is 27 people watching right now.
Cool.
I think the highest we had was 31. Cool. So thanks very much for taking, yeah, you know, a bit of time out of your day for this. And only 14 of those people are following us. So if you can follow us, and actually I think I might be one of those 14 because something did flag up when I was scrolling through here earlier. So if you can, hit that subscribe button or notify button. I don't know. Hit that tip donate button. No, not that one. Yeah, hit that one.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, thanks for joining us. Like I said, hopefully we'll get all the kind of bugs and stuff ironed out next week. Hopefully Matt will be able to join us and we can do a regular podcast episode, taking questions from the chat, taking questions from the Facebook group. Yeah, amply.fi, sign up, and yeah, we'll see you next week.
Guitar Nerds on video, coming at you in your face and your living room.
Very good.
Etc.
Expect more quality content like that next week.
Am I still going to be able to do silly voices on the...
No.
You can do one right now.
No, you can't. There's a filter. They banned it.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this the worst live podcast we've done through video. So, well done. Well done, all of you. You made it. You are now in the top tier of everything you will ever be. You are beyond human. Superhuman. A guitar nerd, demigod, an ascendant to another realm. Well done. Join us. Join us.
See you next week.
Cheers.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.